Hey, all you space cats, it's your favorite underground artist, Mitch Miller, and this is the Black Hole Podcast, Season 4, Episode 6, Alma Voter Voting Platform. Today we're going to be talking about what I would do as the Postmaster General of the United States of America. But first, I'm going to update you on the progress of the Alma Voter voting platform. Alma Voter is a internet platform I've proposed to allow universities to transition to a direct democracy type of administration. So all students, faculty, staff, and alumni would vote on all major decisions within a university, including where or how research is used and distributed. So that's one of the major goal, one of the two main goals of the platform. The other is to use the advertising dollars spent on all of these groups, the alumni, staff, faculty, and students, to offset the cost of tuition for the current students. So I wrote to all of the computer clubs of the Ivy League universities to see if anyone would be interested in helping me build the platform. And still nobody has written back to me, still looking for some computer science people to help me build this thing, starting with the University of Pittsburgh, but hopefully expanding to other colleges and universities nationwide. And you may say, well, what does Mitch Miller bring to the table? He doesn't have any kind of computer science expertise, so why would I, as a computer science person, want to work with Mitch Miller? Well, first of all, I have a plethora of ideas for how technology should be used in the best possible ways instead of the most profitable ways. We're doomed to only use technology in the most profitable ways in this country, and that needs to end. Secondly, I've run multiple successful businesses. Unfortunately, due to some mental health issues, I've lost these businesses in the past, had to step away from them. But they were successful at the time before, you know, I had a little bit of a break. So I stepped away, but I've been stable and on medication for 4 years. Going on 4 years here, so I'm ready to take on this task of running a business, and I'm good at running a business. So I'm also good at sales. And thirdly, what would I bring to the table? Well, our technology company is not going to spy. We're not going to spy. We're going to be the company that doesn't spy on consumers. And I know some social media platforms, they spy on people. They have dossiers of interesting people that use their platform and, I don't know, pass these around, secret societies, who knows what. We're not going to do that. We're not going to spy even on consumer habits, anything like that, because the proposal, what I've proposed in the past on this podcast, is that people will volunteer their information, certain information. If you volunteer certain information, these companies won't spy on you, hopefully. I mean, mine won't. And if we just made this social contract, maybe that's what would happen. Instead of privacy agreements with doublespeak and lawyer talk, we would just say, we're not going to spy on you, just tell us what you want, what you're in the market for. Make a grocery list that we have access to with certain categories, you know, car, electronics, whatever, and we'll send the commercials, the simple commercials, or the simple advertising to you when you digest your advertising. So that's the other thing I can offer here. I have a degree in film studies. I can shoot these simple commercials. Here's three uses for our product, or here's three features of our product. Here's where we volunteer our time. Here's where we donate, what charities we donate to. And these will be simple commercials that will standardize the advertising process so that you can be an informed consumer and buy the products that from the best companies with the best features for the price point. So that's the other thing I bring to the table. I can shoot these commercials. I'm saving up for a new camera, but I have an HD camera that I can shoot these commercials. So if you're looking for a commercial for your business or product, contact me through my websites, plotm.com, mitchformayer.com, or the almavoter.com website. So I want to talk about the Postal Service. It's time for modernization at the Postal Service. What would Mitch Miller do if the president nominated him the Postmaster General? Well, it's simple. I would modernize the Postal Service. I think 20 years ago, when email started to become the major form of communication, and it took away the market share, took away the revenue from the Postal Service, that the Postal Service should have, way back then, 20 years ago, offered a modern solution for this. So I believe that the Postal Service should offer email. I think we should offer, the Postal Service should offer email to every United States citizen age 18 and older, a free email. Instead of us relying on private companies for our email services, and they, who knows if they're looking at these emails, who knows how private they actually are. We're sharing pictures, we're sharing videos of kids, you know, our kids, our family, and things like that. And it's safer to share it through email than a social media platform, because who knows what they're doing there, taking those images and putting them on a billboard in Tokyo or something like that, and we have no idea what's going on. That's just a theory I have, but again, you know, I'm going off on a tangent here. What I'm saying is the Postal Service should offer email to every citizen, and that's just the first step. But my idea is you're issued an email, you go to the post office, you show your state-issued ID, and instead of names or whatever at USPS.com, your email is your state-issued ID number. So your email address would be, say, if you're in Pennsylvania like me, it would be PA741, whatever, you know, the 8-9-digit number that is your state ID. So it would be the initials of the state, and then the state ID at USPS.com or some similar domain. And these would be private emails provided by the Postal Service. There might be a little bit of advertising to offset the cost, because we know how tight their budget is these days. But eventually, the Postal Service could even offer encrypted messaging for a subscription fee, or advertising free services for a subscription fee. So people could pay to have a safe email and possibly encrypted messages and videos and things of that nature. So that's number one, what I would do at the Postal Service, modernize the Postal Service. You go in, you show your ID, you're only issued one email. There's no spam mail bots and stuff like that. You have to go in and show your ID, and you'll be issued your email. Secondly, I would start an in-house printing program. So you've seen these companies like Shutterfly that print birthday cards, Christmas cards, things like that, and send them through the mail. Well, the United States Postal Service will offer this in-house printing. You'll have an account through your email account, and you can upload images and make cards and all that stuff to send out during the holidays through the United States Postal Service. So we'll have in-house printing, and that will allow, you know, even advertisers, businesses to go to one spot to get their flyers and everything printed and sent out from the United States Postal Service. So a little bit of an expansion here, but it's a jumping off point for other things. I mean, if you have the in-house printing like this, then it's possible, and you know me, I'm big on campaign finance reform. If you have the in-house printing, it's possible that we can see campaign finance reform, because politicians, elected officials, could then go to the Postal Service to issue surveys through the mail to their constituents, and only to their constituents through the mail. We could even pass a policy where during election season, if you get the requisite number of signatures to become a candidate on the ballot, you get one free flyer to every household in your district. One free flyer. These flyers could have your issue. You know, there's only really five real issues that anybody cares about in this country, it seems like. So those could all be listed on there, pro-whatever, anti-whatever, pro-whatever, anti-whatever. Link to your website at the bottom of that so that people can go and actually see your platform. And if you're already an elected official, they can see your voting history on your website that you pay for. So we could even have a number on the bottom of these flyers, a phone number for those that don't use the internet, for those that don't use the email system. They can call a phone number and they can have the contents of that website printed, possibly through the Postal Service, and sent to their doorstep. So whatever you have on the website as far as your platform, your ideas, and your voting history, if that's possible, all sent to that person. Now, as far as campaign finance reform, we would only, taxpayers would pay for one flyer drop for each candidate to each household. But if we make this commitment out of taxpayer money, we standardize the campaign process. Everybody starts on an even playing field when they're campaigning, and then anything they go above and spend private money on can be criticized. Hey, is all you had to do was send out flyers and field a website, and people can choose to educate themselves how they are. This could be the end of attack ads. Now, if people do attack ads, why did you do that? I got my flyer in the mail. You know, I didn't need to hear about, you know, personal attack ads on people and their policies. So this could be the first step. You know me, I'm big on campaign finance reform. It all starts at the post office. So write to your elected officials, write to your congresspeople, tell them you want Mitch Miller as the Postmaster General. I'll modernize the Postal Service. I have other ideas, of course, but these are the two main ones. Mainly, everyone gets an email, a free email. And number two, we just start an in-house printing program. Now, some people are going to, you know, about half of the people are going to say, I don't want a government email. I feel like they're going to spy on me. I feel like they'll, you know, get warrants easier to look through my email. Well, about half of the population is going to say, I'll enjoy a free email. I have some trust in the government, and I trust them more with my privacy than some private corporation run by a billionaire. The choice is ultimately up to them. You don't have to opt into the email program. And as Postmaster General, I'll make it just as hard for the government to get a warrant to look through that email as any private company. So that's my vow to you. Privacy is number one. And yeah, so thanks to my sponsors as usual. They provide me with moral support. You know, if you're in Utica, Pennsylvania, stop by Krabby Kelly's. Get all your STDs at Krabby Kelly's. That's snacks, tobacco, and drinks. A little comedy there, not my standardized commercials that I'm proposing, but we'll get there eventually. So call me for a commercial, call me and write your congressperson if you want me to be Postmaster General. Thanks for listening, and join me next time when I talk about what I would do as head of NASA. That's right, head of NASA, director of NASA, whatever that position is, I'll tell you what I would do in that position as well. So thanks for listening, join me next time, and take care.